At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
It's the final rewatch. The final rewatch. It's the final rewatch before the new season. It's the final rewatch. I'm watching them all. The final rewatch.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to the final rewatch, where today, just now, I just finished rewatching episode 2 of Stranger Things 2, Trick or Treat, Freak. Couldn't watch it earlier today because it's Wednesday. Wednesday's the day I bring my dog to daycare, and it was just like, I didn't have any time around lunch. I didn't have any time to watch it until about 10 p.m. tonight. If you're on the West Coast, it's only 7. Cool. How is it way back there in the past? I'm in the future at 10 p.m. Actually, it's about 10:55 now, or it's almost 11. And I'm here because, gosh darn it, I have no more days to miss. So let's not waste any more time. Trick or treat, freak, it's Halloween. The first time we dealt with Stranger Things, it was around Christmas time. And this time, it's around Halloween. It's funny how it always seems to focus or surround a holiday, at least the first three. I have no idea how it's going to be with four. Oh my God, we're only a couple of weeks away. But we actually go back a little bit. We flash back to kind of filling in some of the holes we get between the season finale and where we are now in the timeline. We get a little flashback. We see what happens to Eleven. She just kind of gets zapped over to the Upside Down when she takes out the Demogorgon. And, I mean, she's only there for like 10 minutes, I'm going to say, give or take. She found a little breach in the gate, like a little breach in between the worlds, and used her super magic powers to make it a little bigger, pushed her way through. At this point, everyone had kind of left the school, and they were all back at the Wheeler House. She got out of there, went over to the Wheeler House, and you saw two different things going on. You saw Mr. Wheeler, very cooperative. We're patriots in this house. Of course, it's our duty. We'll keep it on the low. Keep it secret for our country. And you got Mike, who's telling these people, yeah, I really don't know where she is, but I have to tell you. If I did know, I would never tell you. I would never tell you. Mike Wheeler, he's the man. And we actually see Eleven. He actually sees Eleven, or he thinks he sees Eleven, but he actually does. He looks outside. They're talking to her. She overhears them say, like, you know, when did you last see this girl? And they're calling her this Russian girl, And when did you last see her? And, you know, she's not who she says she is. You can't trust her. You don't believe her. And you could see Mike's like, bull poop. But they catch him glancing out the window and they go outside looking for her, and they're in the woods looking for her. It gives me some E.T. vibes. She ends up hiding in the woods and staying out there. We get a couple more flashbacks of her in the woods. We get her killing a squirrel, right? There's a moment where, well, maybe I did take notes, so maybe I'll try to go in order. I was like, I always go in with intentions of, I'm not going to take notes, I'm going to watch it, and I'm just going to go with stream of consciousness. And then I say, I don't trust myself. Let me go start taking notes. And then I do. So when we come back, so she runs off. They're looking for her in the woods. We go to the credits. We see Hopper. I think that's when the credits happen. We see Hopper making breakfast, and Eleven, very funny, under a sheet. Again, E.T. Ghost. He's like, yeah, okay, yeah. She goes, trick or treating. It's like, you want to go trick or treating? It's like, no. That would be stupid. And we are not stupid. Exactly. He's like, I'll get candy. We will, we'll watch a movie. We'll watch a scary movie. It's called Compromise. C-O-M, promise. We cut over to Joyce, and she's looking for Will. Where's Will? He's just in the bathroom. He's like, peeing. But she finds the drawing that he did of the vision he saw of the Mind Flayer. And he's like, oh, it's just for a story I'm doing. And she lets it go, but she definitely doesn't buy it. And then we get a cool kind of fun scene of all our kids getting their picture taken, dressed up as the Ghostbusters. 1984, Ghostbusters. My goodness, I remember. I have this memory, and I don't know if it's right or not. But in my grandparents' garage, my brother and I were in. We get in the back of the car. My grandmother comes around to the side of the car with a newspaper, holds the newspaper up, and it shows Ghostbusters logo. She slaps it up there like Goodwill Hunting, saying, "How you like them apples?" That's my memory now. Sometimes I think that's for Splash, or it could have been for Gremlins, but I'm almost positive it was for Ghostbusters. And we were like, yeah. So obviously these kids, this is the perfect age for these kids to be in love with these, with this movie and these characters. But one thing they didn't take into consideration is that they're a year older now. And even though they are still fun-loving, nerdy kids, everyone else is like, we don't wear costumes anymore. Who are you going to call? The nerds. So they're the only kids dressed up. And it was pretty funny. We see Dustin and Lucas. They want to talk to Max. They're like, well, we didn't bring a change of clothes. We can't go to our like this. Dustin's like, it's now or never. But we could do it later. Yeah, let's do it later. Got over and we see Joyce is hanging out with Hopper. And she's showing Hopper the drawing. And, you know, he's like, you know, it could just be, you know, we're coming up on a year, this whole, you know, post-traumatic stress thing, this happens. And they share a cigarette, they share a laugh. You could see Hopper look at her. The way he looks at her is just like, you wish you could have someone in your life look at you once like that. You could see he's in love with her. You could see it right then and there. And she's just like, I just want this to be over. I just want to get through this. He's like, you will. We will. We just got to get through the next few weeks. Well, good luck. We do get a little bit of the lab. There's another guy going through the gate. But what we see him do is something a little different. So first we saw a guy burning stuff. What it seems to me now, if I remember correctly, things are growing out and they're trying to burn it off, right? Isn't that what's happening? But this guy goes in to, they have some kind of setup over there that seems to be taking readings. It's like they installed something over there and something fried it. Remember the guy bouncing the ball in the last episode? Well, he's there. Reminds me of Newman. I know I can't think of that. Wayne. I can't think of his name, but the guy who played Newman in Jurassic Park. He reminds me of this character. He's there. Owens is there. This guy goes into the Upside Down. He's like, hey, just going in here. It's just another day at the office. It's almost like they're used to it. Walks over to this machine, puts in a new battery. All the lights come back on our side. So they're like, we're back online. So they're taking some sort of readings. But Owens is watching the Will footage over and over of him saying, there's a storm over there. Something evil, something wants to kill. And he's squeezing the stress ball. He just seems nervous. He's probably worried, like, something happened over there. Something's happening over there. Seems like, remember, it's been about a year. It's been quiet for a while. But it seems like things are starting to pick up. Things are starting to happen. Now, over at the high school, you feel bad. Nancy is kind of spiraling this whole episode. She's just not doing well. She can't stop thinking about Barb. She can't keep pretending that everything is normal and okay. She's like, we got to tell him something. She talks to Steve, we have to tell Barb something. He's like, we can't. They could ruin us. We can go to jail. They could ruin our families. At first, I thought Steve was like, oh, come on, man. You're being selfish. But these government folk had a talking to all of them. So I think they actually put the fear of death in some of them. And Steve is taking it very seriously. But he's like, hey, come on. Let's just go to the dumb party, put our stupid party, put our stupid costumes on, and just be stupid teenagers for a night. Let's pretend it. And she's like, fine, okay. We cut over and we see Lucas back to the junior high or the middle school, whatever it's called. Lucas and Dustin finally do talk to Max. She's like, oh, the stalkers. He's like, yeah. Then they try to invite her to trick-or-treating. He's like, you got to be careful about the bullies. Oh, is that why you have the proton pack? No. But look, the it actually does work. The trap opens up. And he's just rambling and rambling. It's very funny. He's like, so I figured you'd want to come with us. Oh, you would? Well, that's very presumptuous of you. He goes, yes, very good. Yeah. He thought it was a compliment. He's like, so are you coming? She just looks at him and walks off. They're like, 7 p.m. we'll be at this cul-de-sac. Presumptuous, huh? That's a good thing, right? Even Lucas is like, oh, God, man. So we cut over and Eleven is just flipping channels. She's in Hopper's cabin flipping channels. And she's watching All My Children. I remember Susan Lucci as Erica. I think it was my mom's favorite soap when I was a kid. You would stay home sick. And if, when I was younger, my mom would have to stay home. She was a school teacher, but she had to stay home with me. And we would be watching news. Then Price is Right. Then soap operas. When you got older, then you could just put ESPN on and watch SportsCenter over and over because you were home alone. But yes, staying home and watching soap operas is something that kids were forced to do back in the 1980s. But it's funny. She's seeing Erica Kane, I believe is the character's name, with short hair. I think she's kind of trying to act like, is this how I should act? And she's mimicking her a little bit. And she is getting bored. She looks out the window. She sees a squirrel and she has a flashback where she actually had to kill a squirrel in the woods. And you feel bad for the squirrel, but she used her Superman powers to smack this thing up against a tree. She cooked it. She ate it. And while she's cooking it, a hunter comes along. Now, I wonder if this hunter is what leads us to Hopper finding out. I wonder. So she sees this thing, picks up, I think she levitates the squirrel carcass, right? Smacks this guy right in the face with it, flies right into his face. He gets knocked out. She steals his hat and his jacket and she runs. She hightails it out of there. Back over in present time in downtown Hawkins, Hopper is dealing with more poisoned pumpkins. This time, this guy thinks that the guy who accused him is doing it himself. And he's finding out, you know what? He's not just me. They're doing it to this farm and this farm and this farm. He's like, what are you talking about? He said, almost all the crops, they're just dead for all these farms. And Hopper's like, okay, that isn't natural. At the end of the school day over at the junior high, Max goes over to Billy, and we get our first glimpse of Billy being a little unhinged, a little bit of a dick. He's like, you're late. She's like, sorry, I had to make a appointment. He goes, I don't care. You have to skate home. But she just gets in the car, and they're driving along, and he's like, I hate this place. She's like, it's not so bad. Oh, it's not so bad. You like it here? She's like, no. He goes, it smells like shit. He goes, roll down the windows. You can smell it. It smells like cow shit. She's like, there aren't any cows here. He said, oh, you should see the girls at the high school. I mean, he's saying all these mean things. And she's like, I don't like it here. You like it here? No. Well, oh, no. She says, well, we're stuck here. He goes, well, whose fault is that? And she says, it's your fault. He's like, I'm sorry, what did you say? What did you say? Say it. Whose fault is it? Say it. And then we see Lucas, Dustin, and Mike on their bikes, and he tries to mow them down. And she's like, she's like, it's my fault. Gets, you know, I think he was just being a dick. He was never meaning to hit them, scared the hell out of them. He veered out of the way. They jumped out of the way. And they're like, it's Mad Max. Like, they're like, it's her in the car. Hopper goes and investigates the pumpkin patch. I think this is Eugene's pumpkin patch. And he's like, what? And then he calls over to his, they're not his deputies, his officers. And they're like, yeah, we got this over here. Like, don't touch anything without gloves. And of course, one of the guys is touching things without gloves. They're like, there's a lot of death and rot. They start marking it off. It's going to take all day. He goes, well, do it. And so Hopper starts using these little flags to mark off where everywhere he sees the rot. And this stuff is in the trees, it's in the grass, it's everywhere. I mean, when I first got my first lawn, I could not keep it green, but it didn't look this bad. Over at the buyer's house, Bob Newby is dressed up like Dracula, and he's teaching Jonathan how to use the video camera. T to zoom in, W to zoom out. Never understood why they did that. I think W is wide angle and T is telescopic, maybe. But my God, that video camera. He was playing with it with Joyce earlier. Did I miss that? But he's like, this is the future. Or maybe it was when he was showing it to Jonathan. But just those video cameras. I mean, I had one attached to my hip back when I was a teenager. So, Jonathan and Will, they're going trick-or-treating. Will wishes he could go alone. What I love about Bob is he's dorky, but he's very nice. He's like, I hope it doesn't suck. And him and Will have a little talk where Will's like, I just wish you didn't have to go with me. He's like, you don't want to hang out with me? He's like, no, it's just, you know, I don't want to be babysat. He wants to go alone. And Jonathan's like, all right, listen, if I let you go, you promise to be back here at 9. He's like, 9:30? 9. Fine. He lets him go off with the kids alone. And he looks at that flyer. He's like, you know what? I'm going to go to that party. The next thing we see is the party. And of course, we see Tommy again. Of course, he's dressed up like Cobra Kai. And of course, he's befriended Billy. He just found the next new thing, and he probably kisses his ass up and down. Billy's doing a keg stand. They go inside the house. It's like, hey, Harrington, here's the new Keg King. Eat it. Eat it. And they're yelling at Harrington. And Steve's like, oh, okay. Nancy, all she wants to do is get drunk. And Steve's like, maybe we shouldn't do that. He's like, oh, Nancy's like, really? I thought we just want to do stupid teen things. So let's do stupid teen things. back over at the Wheelers, at the Byers, Bob, of course, he said he loved Kenny Rogers. He puts on Islands in the Stream. I do love that song. Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton, they do a little slow dance. And he's like, what if we moved out of Hawkins? Crazy, crazy, right? She's like, Bob, we're not a normal family. And Bob says, well, it could be. It's like, oh, Bob Newby, you really, really, really nice man. So they get I like when shows do this and movies do this. There's a doorbell. They go to open the door and we cut over and see the Ghostbusters, but they're not there. They're at another house. And a woman goes, ooh, exterminators. That was funny. So they're walking along and Max jumps out of the bushes in a Michael Myers mask and knife. The kids freak out. She laughs at Lucas because he screamed like a little girl. And they're all into her joining them, except Mike. You can see Mike was pretty, annoyed by it right away. Cut over to Hopper. He's still putting little flags down to mark off all the rot. And then he hears something in the woods somewhere. But there's a kid with a cap gun. And he's like, oh, you got me, kid. And he said, oh, shit. He realizes he's late for 11. Drives off. Puts it in reverse. He's like, can you give me some of that candy? Kid's like, no. He's like, how about now? Gives him $5 so that he can steal the candy from the kid. Or buy the candy from the kid. Because he promised 11 he'd bring candy. So we cut over and 11's watching Frankenstein at home. And she has another flashback back to when she's in the woods. She's got some kind of animal on her back, more hunting. She don't look great. Like her eyes just look like they got bags under them. She's still got the hunter's jacket, still has the hunter's hat. And she finds the box. She finds the box with the Tupperware and with the Eggos in them. So I think this is right after Christmas. Her hair's starting to grow in. And she's, she finds it. She looks around like, what? Grabs it and just runs. Max is trick-or-treating with him now. And she said, let's go to this place. It's the rich area. They got all these full-size candy bars, which is the gold standard for a perfect house for trick-or-treating. She's like, do you live somewhere rich? She's like, no, I live, whatever street. They're like, oh. She's like, it's good for skateboarding. And they're like, oh, totally tubular, totally tubular. They're all, having fun hanging out with her. Mike and Will are kind of hanging back a bit. Mike is just annoyed by the whole thing. And they're like, she shouldn't be here. They should have asked me. Will's like, well, they thought it'd be fine. They seem to be having fun. She's ruining the best night of the year. And they head up to another house. And these jerks start, going, oh, zombie boy, trick or treat freak. He gets pushed on the ground, falls down, and boom, he's in the Upside Down. Oh, no. This time he sees the giant, huge spider looking thing. They haven't dubbed it the Mind Flayer yet, but this thing is humongous and right over him. And he freaks. He runs. He goes and hides behind something. And, where he's seeing all the Upside Down stuff, but people, there just see this kid look up, freaking out, and then run. Mike must have saw him run, goes around the corner, finds him. He's kind of in a trance and he's scared. They're like, what? Oh my God, Will, are you okay? Will, you're fine. And he's just like, the kid's an incredible actor. He's just looking frightened, looking scared. And, they're like, oh, we got to go. Mike's like, you guys keep trick-or-treating, all right? I'll take him home. I'm bored anyway. And Max is like, what is wrong with him? We see Jonathan. He shows up over at the party. This girl's like, nice costume. He's like, oh, yeah, I come as a guy who doesn't really like parties. So he introduces himself to this girl, asks her if she's dressed that way because of Kiss the Band. He sees Nancy. Nancy is dancing. Steve is dancing. Nancy is very drunk. Steve actually is responsible here. He tries to get her to stop drinking. She ends up spilling stuff all over her shirt. They go upstairs to clean it, and she just kind of loses it. She's very, you know, that very drunk, like, this, and this is bullshit, and you're bullshit, and you're pretending everything's okay, and we didn't kill Barb, and we're pretending we're in love, and it's all bullshit. And he's like, "What? You don't love me?" And she's like, "It's bullshit." And he's like, "Hmm." He just leaves. He leaves. Jonathan ends up finding her, driving her home, and putting her to bed. And I'm like, wow, the Wheeler parents really have to be deep sleepers. You know, my parents, their room was right next to my room. And sometimes they'd go to bed and we just have people downstairs. People would show up, coming and going. That's how I met my wife. She was at my house. I came home one day from a high school dance and she was there with my friends. Like, oh, hi. And that was a long time ago. I'll just say that way. Long time ago. But I guess I could see you going into a house and the parents not coming downstairs and you bringing a girl up to her bedroom, putting her to sleep, and the parents not even noticing. I guess I could see that. But that is the end of Jonathan, Nancy, and Steve. And I went a little bit of out of order there, but I just wanted to finish their story because that's all that really happens with them in this episode. The big scare of Will trick-or-treating was kind of the big whoa moment in this episode, except of course the final seconds. But we do see Will and Mike now at the Byers house in the basement, and Will's kind of, I think it's at the Byers house. No, I mean at the Wheeler house. And there Will is explaining to Mike kind of what it's like. He's like he's stuck between you know with a viewfinder. I'm not going to, you've had to look up what a viewfinder is. If you're young enough, if you're old enough, you had a viewfinder. It's the cheapest version of virtual reality ever. And it's what we had growing up with these two little, and he's like, you know, when your two slides are stuck, it's like that. It's like he couldn't get in between. And they're like, what did you see? Was it real? He explains that the giant shadow coming at him. And he's like, I don't know if it was real. He's like, please don't tell the other kids. They wouldn't understand. He's like, Eleven would. She would? And he's like, sometimes I feel like I still see her. And, you know, maybe sometimes I feel like I'm going crazy. And Will's like, I think I'm going crazy too. Like, well, if we're going to go crazy, let's go crazy together. You forget that, you know, the first season, Will was only with his friends a little bit. I mean, yes, you believe they're friends, but the actors were apart a lot in this first season. And this time they're all interacting and everything. Now 11's apart. But speaking of 11, Hopper gets home. He races home. He does this little, this Morse code to her that he's going to be late. Beep, 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 beep. He races home. He's like, kid, I'm sorry. I know I'm late. I got caught up. I'm sorry. He goes in the house. She took the TV in the room, in her own room, and didn't want to be disturbed. He's like, I'm sorry. I guess I'll just stay out here and eat all this candy alone and get fat. And I could have a heart attack. It's probably not safe for me. Oh, well. But she's in there watching TV, but she's not really. She's flipping channels looking for static. She uses the static and she goes into the void to look for Mike. I think her powers evolved. She doesn't have to, well, maybe it's easier. I know what it is. I was going to say she had to use the bathtub. She had to use the bathtub because Will was in the upside down. She had to like really stretch her powers. But she doesn't need to do that just to find Mike. You know, and she's figured out that using the static from the TV helps her mind focus. So she's in the void. She sees Mike. She goes to him and he's on his walkie calling, you know, saying, I miss you. Everyone misses you. She gets really close and she's like, Mike? He's like, 11? She goes to touch him, but he just gets up and walks away frustrated. He doesn't see her. And she just feels so alone. She takes off, you know, she gets out of the trance. She's back in her room. And she's just, her nose is bleeding. Her eyes are crying. She's just really sad, and just really alone, you know? I mean, yes, she's got Hopper, but she doesn't have her friends. She doesn't have, you know, her peers. So the last thing we see is Dustin. Dustin gets home. He's still saying totally tubular, and he hears something in the garbage. And he goes to open the lid, and he says, holy shit, and that's the end of the episode. We jump into the Ghostbusters theme. A perfect ending. Perfect, great episode. We get a little more info on Max. We don't quite get the relationship yet of Max and Billy. We just assume they're brother and sister. We get to see Billy's a psycho. And he's kind of a bully and kind of a jerk. Nancy's really didn't have a great episode as far as her character, just being really depressed and unraveling and trying to, you know, kind of forget about it for a while, but she just can't forget about it. And she let it out of the bag that she doesn't really feel about Steve what he thinks she feels. And Jonathan ends up bringing her home. So they have a little moment. She's like, Jonathan, he just leaves because he's a gentleman. Something's going on with them pumpkins. Them pumpkins, something's up. And Will having more episodes with and seeing things in the upside down while in the upside down, they're monitoring things. Something is going on. And Bob Newby wants to move away. There's Radio Shacks elsewhere, and Radio Shacks, you know, they'll be around forever and ever. God, I miss Radio Shacks. You'd have to go in there, even to buy batteries. They'd be like, "Can I have your phone number, please?" I'm like, "I just want to buy a couple AAA batteries, please. I don't want to give you my phone number or my area code or my zip code. Can I just buy this, please, and go?" I'm so happy I did this. I said it again and again and again, but I am just getting a crash refresher course in all things Stranger Things. And I'm pleased as punch. And I'm pleased as punch that everyone has been sticking around and listening to these episodes. You know, I see the numbers and I appreciate everyone who's been listening. And seems like you're listening to almost all the episodes. That's great. I can't stress my appreciation for you guys enough. If you're on Spotify listening right now, click that little star and say, yeah, he's the best. Give me 10 stars. Like, if you can go higher than 5, I don't know if you can hack the app and go higher than 5, that would be awesome. And if you're on iTunes, ratings, reviews, every time you do something like that, it helps. I think I've been told that like there's some sort of algorithm that makes the more something is liked and reviewed and followed, the more it is findable or it shows up higher in ranks. I don't know. All I know is spread the love. Can you tell it's 11:40 now? It's been a while. I know it shouldn't be that late. But my doggy had to go out again. And that's kind of how time works. It just keeps going forward. But I'm still going backwards. Still watching Stranger Things 2. And I'll be back again tomorrow, probably watching the episode much, much earlier. So hopefully you'll wake up. You'll see there's an episode from, you know, this tonight. And then later on in the day, you'll be like, "Whoa, there's already another episode." Yes, that's the plan. My plans don't always come true, but that is the plan. So until tomorrow, my friends, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Geek Mentality. The show is available on Twitter at Stranger Depod and on Instagram at Stranger Danger Pod or Podcast. You think I should probably look into that. The website is fansnotexperts.com/Stranger Danger. That's where every episode, the rewatch, the original series, the bonus episodes, and all the book clubs, they're all there. But you know that already because you're listening. So, my friends, thank you once again for listening, once again for subscribing, And remember, stay stranger, my friends, and don't dress up for Halloween unless you know everyone else is. Otherwise, you're going to get made fun of, even though your costumes are awesome.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.